Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chen.
Hey, Race Fans, welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio. I've got a great show for you tonight, and tonight's show brought to you by Race City Steel, serving all of your steel and plastic needs at racecitysteel.com. All right, let's do this. I have a really good show for you tonight. I really, really do. Now, tonight I will be speaking with Sean Adamson, who is the co-founder of a very unique company called Hangover Joe's, and he is going to let us know how Hangover Joe's will help thousands and thousands of race fans get their heads back on straight after a long night of sipping those adult beverages in the campgrounds and beyond. Now, there's so much more, and Sean will be on in just a few minutes to talk all about it, so definitely stay tuned. Okay, well, guys, I hope you guys had a great week. I wish I could say the same, but it was a tough one. It really was. Now, I was down at the Fairground Speedway Nashville with my better half, Brian Kislowski, and our crew for the ARCA Racing Series Music City 200. Brian was driving his number 5 car for Bobby Gearhart Racing, and, man, we were pumped to get this race weekend going. But this track can really kick your butt even before you get to the infield. Let me explain. All the competitors had to park their rigs and haulers outside of the track, and we had to haul all of our stuff from, like, our giant toolboxes, which weigh thousands of pounds, and all of our gear. We had to haul that stuff all the way into the infield. We even had to push the car into the track. Do you know how much of a pain in the ass that is? I mean, my God. By the time we got all of our gear into the track, we all needed a timeout. What made it even worse is that there is a hill from hell inside that track between the inside, right after the tunnel to the infield where we had to set up. So you come out of the tunnel, and there's another road, and then you got to go up this giant hill to, like, where the actual infield and pit area is. What a pain in the... Anyway, I had to push the cooler with all the radios and headsets on top of it that, you know, because we piled everything we could on top of everything else to get it in there. And I'm telling you, I about lost it. But thankfully to... Hamilton Hughes Racing's crew member, Josh Creech. He helped me out there. So thanks, Josh. Really appreciate it. Very nice meeting you. And we got all of our stuff, covered it up, and that was it for the night. We just had to unload. It took a really long time. So we got to the track the next day on Saturday, and we got to work right away. Now, there were 2 practice sessions, qualifying session, and a race. It was a one-day show. Now, Brian's car was great in practice. It really was. He was at the top of the boards in second practice for quite a while. And they kept making changes to the car to keep making it better. You know, we were really confident in the, you know, fact that we were easily had a top 5 car after those practice sessions. And then qualifying came. What a mess. Brian goes out for his hot laps, and as soon as he did, you know, he left. He got the okay to go, and he left the line, and he weaved a little to kind of warm up the tires because it was really cold out there. But then he kind of spun out slowly. It was like in slow motion. And I was standing at the front of the line, and I just screamed out a couple words I probably shouldn't have said. But I was like, what the was that? And he didn't hit anything, and he didn't flat spot the tires or anything like that, which was good. And then he kind of corrected himself and got on with his qualifying lap. But it wasn't as good as that car was capable of, not by a long shot. He was initially scored in the 15th place, but got bumped down to P17 when qualifying was all said and done. And the problem with that was it turned out the tire pressures were way off due to a communication error, which sucks, but it happened. Now, as bad as that sounded to the team, Brian was calm. And he says, don't worry about it. I'll get her up to the front in no time. It's like, okay. And, you know, sure enough, he did. He really did. So from starting in P17 on lap 1, he got that car up to P4 in only 44 laps. He was passing cars like crazy, like it was nothing. And he makes me a little nervous when he does that, but he's really good at it. Even Bobby Gearhart, who came down to help and support the team, you know, he kept saying while he was standing on pit wall, he's like, wow, he's so good. He's so good. It was always nice to hear that, especially from Bobby. But then, you know, as we were gaining more confidence and cheering him on lap 49 out of 200, Brian got on the radio and says, hey, I'm starting to lose oil pressure. And I was like, oh, darn. Not again, you know, not more bad luck. But on lap 51, he brought the car in and behind pit wall. And at first we kind of thought it was the motor, and the Elmo guys were on it ASAP, checking it all out. They hooked up their computers and everything. But it turned out that it was a fuel pump that wasn't working properly, which, killed our day. And by that time, we were so many laps down that it didn't make sense to kind of go back out and, you know, try to make laps on the track since we weren't there for points. You know, we were there for the win. And Brian said, well, if I can't go out there for the win, then I'm not going to risk damaging the car, which, you know, it didn't have a single scratch on it. So thankfully for that, we packed it up, and after the race, we left. Now, honestly, I don't even know where we actually finished. I didn't even look. But congratulations to Josh Williams in the sixth car who went on to win the race, and he got that really cool guitar trophy. Josh's team is one of those hardworking teams that they're not fully funded, and they've done really well with what they've got, and they sure did earn that win on Saturday night. It was really nice to see him win if we couldn't. So now it's on to Salem Speedway in a couple of weeks to try it again. We need to raise some more money in sponsorship, so we'll see about that and how it goes, and I'll explain more about that later. So if anyone listening wants to get on board with us, you'll know how. All right, well, I have been waiting all day to talk to my guest, and I don't want to wait another minute. So it is time to welcome Hangover Joe's co-founder, Sean Adamson, to the show. Hey, Sean,
hey,
how are
you?
How
you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Doing
good. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I've kind of known about Hangover Joe's for a little while, and so since you're the co-founder, please tell us what, you know, Hangover Joe's is and how and where did the company begin?
Yeah. Hangover Joe's is the nation's leading hangover recovery shot. We're a morning after shot, but people drink in the morning after, you know, you have one too many. So, we started back, be honest with you, we really came up with the idea for the company in about 2009. A good friend of both mine and Mike James, who's the other co-founder, is a notorious attorney and a big drinker, should we say. And we were all at the horse races, and literally in Hot Springs, Arkansas, at the historic Arlington Hotel, and having a crazy weekend. And he kept, you know, literally saying to us, hey, you guys are entrepreneurs. Why don't you come up with something to this hangover? And, you know, it started to kind of as a joke. And long story short, we did come up for something for that hangover, and it's resonated and grown all around the country. We went on to the very beginning, and we kind of developed a shot with a kit, and we really, you know, worked on the elements of the shot. And what is the normal, the shot today has not really changed. Just we went through some trials and errors, but, you know, we ditched the idea of the pills, and we formulated it into a shot, and we went to the Bar Nightclub show, and I want to say like 2010, I guess it'd been early 2010, and we ran into literally the people from Warner Brothers, and we licensed the Hangover movie, and it was probably by 2011-12 we got that going and proceeding and moving the brand forward, and the brand rapidly grew, and we actually grew so fast that we had a manufacturer that couldn't really keep up with our production and what we were doing. And we grew overseas. We had people coming at us every day, pretty much like we still do, wanting the brand. So that's a little bit of history about how the brand came about and basically our early licensing agreement with Warner Brothers.
Nice. Well, now, Sean, how does the Hangover Joe's recovery shot actually work?
Yeah, here's how it works. Basically, what we've done is we've engineered a shot, and I mean there is no cure for a hangover. But what our shot does is it relieves, recovers, and re-energizes. Usually within 45 minutes to an hour, depending on your metabolism, your body weight. What we do is alcohol. Basically, what alcohol does in the body is it creates inflammation. And our shot, in a lot of ways, and ingredients in our shot, we have kudzu in the shot, and that stops nausea and achiness. We've got green tea extract. We've got, guji berry. We've got basically a symphony of things that go on your body to basically help stop with the inflammation. And then we hit you with Pick-A-Million. And Pick-A-Million was created by the old Soviet Union. It was given to KGB agents. They combined it with niacin. What we've done is we basically put it into a shot with niacin. That goes across your blood-brain barrier. So there's a lot of research into the shot. It stops your train wreck. It stops your headache. It stops your nausea. And we hit you with a little bit of caffeine. So it causes alertness. And Then there's some other things. There are a couple amino acids that you get depleted while you're drinking that make you feel better. And, you know, the typical person will feel anywhere from 65 to 85% better after taking a shot. And you know, the proof's been in the pudding. I mean, you know, the brand has resonated and grown, and people have told people, and that's been a big thing, is the product actually really works, and that's been a big key to our success.
Nice. Now, how soon after drinking a Hangover Joe's recovery shot will you actually start to feel better?
Usually within, you know, I like to say myself, I usually it's about 45 minutes. Some people, you know, as long as maybe an hour 20, an hour and a half. But typically, I think you'll see results within the first hour to hour and a half for sure. You know, you can go out online, and there's a lot of reviews about us. You know, I mean, we've been around. We're the leader in the category, and so a lot of people have tried us, put us to the test, and we've got a lot of positive reviews.
Nice. So what are there different flavors?
There's one flavor, and it's basically a berry blast flavor. We basically engineered it to make it kind of taste a little bit like a high C punch. I mean, if you drink, per se, energy shots and things like that, one of the great things, in 2012, we won best new, because there was no hangover category, best new energy shot of the year. And one of the big things we won on was flavor. It's a great tasting shot.
Nice. So, Adam, when did you realize that Hangover Joe's is going to be like a hit and really resonate with your customers?
I'll tell you when we figured it out. Was we were probably in the 2012. We did a couple million dollars in sales, and we got to a point we had a company who was manufacturing for us, and I mean they just couldn't keep up, and they weren't automated to keep up, and we were a young company at the time, and at this point we all knew that we had something. I mean, you know, and our social media started to grow, and you know we just had so many people who were finding the brand across the country back in those days. We were using DSDs to put the brand around. And, I mean, we got in 7-Eleven. We got in GNC. You know, we got in a lot of places get going in the beginning. And so, you know, what happened is we just had rapid growth. And we had growth overseas, you know, in Australia and things such as that. And so we knew we had something. And it's continued to grow.
Very cool. Now, I know that in past conversations that we've had, you've said that Hangover Joe's is more than just a brand. It's part of a functional lifestyle. Explain what you meant by that.
It is. It's become much more than a brand. I mean, and how I can explain this to you, it is a functional lifestyle brand in the sense that, you know, Hangover Joe's has become, I mean, it's become kind of like a pop culture thing. And since somebody's a Hangover Joe, he's hungover, he's a Hangover Joe to an extent. You know, people live a functional lifestyle in the sense that they like to drink on weekends. They like to play golf. They like to go to NASCAR. They like to go to the rodeo. They like to go watch NFL games. And so it's become something that people look to and turn to. But also, you know, if you follow our social media, we've got a real movement. I mean, we've got people from college kids to soccer moms, a large demographic around the country who have embraced the brand.
Nice.
And the brand's expanding. I mean, we're now getting into doing smart vending machines. And so, you know, we're starting to place these in the high-traffic nightclubs in different places. And so the brand, you know, that is working as a multiple-function thing. It's working as billboards for the company. It's also working to build our social media, and it's dispensing the product and helping build the brand right at the point of sale where people drink. So we've got a lot of things going. You know, a lot of things such as that.
Cool. Well, now, I hear that Hangover Joe's, you know, can get others involved with the company through what you have, a dealer program. So talk a little about that program. What's that about?
Yes. We started last summer. Basically what happened is our brand, we do a lot of promotions. You know, we're based basically out of Nashville. And but we do promotions over the country. But New Orleans has been a big focus because, you know, we like to call it, it's a ground zero for hangovers. It's a little bit different than Vegas in the sense that people go to Vegas, and we got a strong influence and have over the years in Vegas, and especially in the early years with the Hangover movie in Vegas. But the difference between the two markets are Vegas is today more of a kid-oriented, more of a family-oriented thing. People go specifically to New Orleans to drink and eat food. Mm-hmm. It is a partying city. I like to say nobody drinks like people drink down in New Orleans. I mean, this weekend there were 760,000 people in the French Quarter for
wow.
French Quarter Fest. And we had banners.
Oh, that's cool.
We had our hangover recovery nurses passing shots. You know, and you know, we're building the brand at the street level, which is so important because all those people they get shots, they go back to their own places, they see our signs, they go in, they see smart vending machines and high traffic clubs. You walk in Walgreens, we're in Walgreens,
mm-hmm.
we're in Watson.
Nice.
You know, if you've ever been to New Orleans, it's 6 blocks wide, the French Quarter, by 13 blocks, and we've got it blanketed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got 20-some million tourists walking through there every year, and they cannot encounter the Hangover Recovery Shop. So, so what happened from that is one of the companies that sold all the franchises for Tabasco came to us, and we actually happened to be at a party doing a promotion, believe it or not, at the big hotel on Canal, the Ritz-Carlton. And one of the people were there who was associated with that other company's brand that they sold Tabasco. And we passed out shots, and about 3 or 4 weeks later, our phones ring, and they call us up and say, hey, we love your brand. We've been watching you for some time. We think that we can bring some added value to you and some things. And so we hooked up with SMS out of Nashville, who had sold all the franchises for Tabasco over the years. And we started putting together dealerships and a dealer plan. And we're now rising dealers coast to coast across the country.
Very cool. Wow, that is awesome. Now, you had mentioned a couple of times you set up, you guys have smart vending machines. What makes them smart? I've heard of vending machines, but not smart vending machines.
Yeah,
these
are different. Let me explain the technology to these machines. View it kind of like an iPhone on a stand, okay? But they're thin.
Right.
They will hold 160 bottles. If you've seen our shots, they're small, but the machine is somewhat thin, and it dispenses from four windows, but it's cashless. You do not have to – you don't walk up to this machine with dollar bills and quarters. You walk up and you can use Google Pay, iPay. You can use your iPhone. You can use Google Wallet. You can use Smart Pay. You can pay with this 20 different ways. You can even use apps. But what's great is when you go to the screen to pay, you can then opt into social media, right? So it gives you the ability to like us on Twitter. Or if you even look at the front of the machine, you can scan your phone and like us on Facebook. Or you can like us on Instagram. So you've got a choice. Also, it gives you some information. It gives you nutritional information on the screen about the shot. Tells you all about it. And then you can select and you can buy up to 5 to 6 shots in one purchase per transaction. But the machine also is wireless, so it's connected to a network. So let's say we have a machine in a high-traffic hotel or restaurant, and it gets our bar, or it gets low. It emails us, okay? It lets us know where it's at. It gives us daily reports. It tells us, who joined Twitter. It opts in information to us. But not only that, what's even great about these machines is they all have credit card processing on them, so they batch out like every Sunday night. And so the dealers are going to be launching these in dealer markets. So, the dealers, this becomes a passive way for the dealers to make extra income. I mean, when you think about these machines, they're basically doing – so many bars have lost revenue based on – because smoking machines, there's so many bans on smoking and – smoking machines have really been removed from bars. And so, this is a natural opportunity for them to make extra income just like they'd lost on cigarettes. But unlike cigarettes, which harm people, the shot helps people. It makes people feel better. The bar owner, somebody's on vacation and they, are hungover, they might come back tomorrow night. But not only that, it's doing something good for their customers. They're making profit. and they're billboards, and they're helping us build the brand. So that's why they're smart.
Right.
The smart machines.
So,
they're really cool how
where,
they work. We've been saying
right.
for a couple of weeks, we've been so busy on other things, but we're going to have a video
mm-hmm.
that we're going to release via social media hopefully
okay.
soon. And we're trying to get it done as fast as we can, and everybody be able to see how these machines actually function. I think people are going to
cool.
be quite surprised about this technology.
Right. So where can we find these vending machines now? Are they available and functioning right now?
Yeah, we've got them tested in some markets. You can find some on Bourbon Street here in New Orleans.
Okay.
You can find some on Frenchman Street, which is another big bar district. You can find some in Las Vegas in some certain locations where we've been testing. We plan on releasing these to dealers probably at the end of the month or second week in May is the plan. We've been building data. I mean, good examples, like take like a city like New Orleans. Last week when you get 700,000 people and you get people lining up, and these are right at the bathroom where the men and women's bathrooms
mm-hmm.
are. And there's lines. I mean, there's lines of, you cannot imagine how busy it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, these machines have been tested for wear and tear. They've been tested to see if, you know, how they'll hold up. And I can tell you, if they can hold up to the traffic and the bustle and the hustle there, they get held up
mm-hmm.
anywhere. And so that's what we've been doing. We've been testing them. We've been gaining data on the machines.
Right. Well, I mean, it seems like Hangover Joe's has just taken the United States on by storm. And I know that you mentioned that you were doing some international stuff in Australia. What else? Are there any other countries that you're in?
We originally were in Australia. And that became one of the big things in the early days. Company we did business with couldn't keep up. They mislead the products. We had a real problem there. Today, here's where we're at. We're in Korea, Southeast Asia.
Okay.
We've just talking to them. In fact, they sent our company. I am away on traveling, but they sent our company some gifts today. I heard. In fact, I saw some of the updates on Twitter right before I jumped on from my phone. But let me explain. So we get Korea up and running. Korea is also going to expand. They're going to go into Japan. They want to go into Thailand. And they've also got some contacts into Russia they've been talking
wow.
about. So they're actually coming to meet with us real soon. We're
mm-hmm.
doing some different things in Korea, and there's more people being involved. So we're going to expand into Korea and into Southeast Asia. We've also just have met, and we're looking at, and this is a process of going through with our formalization and getting our shot correct for the EU. We met with a large company, and I'm not at liberty to say who it is. It's one of the larger
mm-hmm.
distribution of beverage companies in Europe, and they're very excited about launching us in multiple locations and countries throughout Europe. So that looks very, very exciting. We've got some other things going on, that I can't talk about at this time, even with other countries, but because they haven't developed to the level of that. But we're growing. I mean, the Hangover is
right.
an international brand and will continue to be. And we're getting stronger. I mean, we've added more dealers. You know, almost weekly we're adding dealers.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about the dealers is they are out. They're servicing the brand. They're servicing the market. We're gaining more and more counters and more stores. And that is the real
okay.
key to building the brand at the root level. And the beautiful thing is we're reaching into some regional chains as well as
mm-hmm.
we're just getting into lots of mom and pops. And that's the base of the country. You know, that's been
right.
the hardest thing to tap in beverages is those stores.
Exactly. Wow. Well, I mean, you've gotten some celebrity involvement, too, and I understand Hangover Joe's has another brand within itself called the Get Her Done energy brand, and it involves Larry the Cable Guy. So how did Larry get on board, and what's that all about?
Yeah, Larry, as you know, has done a lot of shows in Vegas, and he became familiar with Hangover Joe's in Vegas, and he liked the Hangover Joe's brand. And he literally had his agent come to us and say, you know, there's a, you know, I'm one who I take energy drinks, and I'm taking your brand, and I like your brand, I like your marketing. I've got an idea. Let's do a healthy energy drink. Let's come up with something that works really well. I get the best name in energy, Get Her Done. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. So we talked about, I mean, we literally talked with Larry and those guys for a good 6 months to a year before we decided and we worked and we formulated a really healthy energy drink that gives you, it gives you as much energy as the leading energy shot on the market without the caffeine. It's powered with amphistatin, which basically is an algae that, like salmon, it causes salmon or even lobster, mm-hmm. to give them the pinkish tones, and it gives you natural energy. It's great for people who are laborers. It helps with not having soreness in your muscles. We put D-ribosin in it. It's got 20 key ingredients, and we formulated it. It is an incredible shot. Larry, we just renewed our deal with Larry just literally on March 1st, and so Larry's all in. And
great.
We continue to grow that brand, and our dealers are starting to grow that brand up and down the street along with our hangover shot. You know, we're putting it right up on the counters of our hangover shot, and we're working hard at building building the Get Her Done brand.
So what does the Get Her Done shot taste like? What is that one?
Get Her Done shot tastes really good. I mean, how can I explain it to you? Once again, we went with somewhat of a berry blast flavor, but it's different. It tastes a little bit more like a I had somebody the other day say to me, it tastes a little, it's not too sweet. It's not like, how do I want to explain it? It's not like a pixie stick. It kind of tastes like, it tastes a little bit like if you would have a little bit of a high C, but not so much high C, not like a Tang. It is kind of an in-between. The best way I like to explain it is it is a berry blast drink that you'll know that, hey, this is, when you taste it, it doesn't taste like it has preservatives or anything like that. It has more of a natural flavoring to it. And I think the best way to describe it is people need to try one, taste one, and see what it's like. Because I think you'll find that it's a great tasting shot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, I hope to try one real soon. And, you know, it seems that, like, Hangover Joe's has got it going on in, like, all the right places. Is there anything new going on with the company that's coming out this year?
Well, there is. You know, and at this point, I can't really say what it is. But I will say this, that, you know, we have people come to us all the time. People see our brand. I mean, we're growing up and down the street. You know, we're now out there in, you know, I'd have to look, 40 major markets or so, 35, 40 major markets. They told me about new dealers today. I was traveling, and so I know that we got a couple new dealers over last week. So they're going to be doing a training this week and training next week. So we're launching new dealers across the country. And with these new dealers, you know, we're going to expand products that we're going to be taking. We're going to the stores anyhow. So today, before I flew, I literally looked at some of the packaging and things, and we're working on it. And we'll announce it when we're ready and when the time is right. But we're looking at a whole other brand extension that has nothing to do with beverages. And I think it's going to kind of blow everybody's mind. It's going to be very different for Hangover Joe's, but yet it's going to be very Hangover Joe. That's the best way I can say about it. I'm so excited about it. I was involved in testing some of it just over the weekend. I was happened to be down in New Orleans, and I had some of it with me, and I had other people, and I even went in with one of our distributors down there and had some of our retailers and got feedback from them. So I will say this, that we have we're working on a brand extension and multiple brand extensions actually, but one that would be in the near future. So, you know, what I'll say, just keep an eye on our social media, keep an eye on our press releases. Mm-hmm. And if that was the one thing, if I had anything new to say, that's what that would be.
Gotcha. Well, now I know very well that social media is very important in the growth of my own brand, but how do you guys use social media to grow Hangover Joe's brand, and where can fans find you on social media?
You know, I as much as people like to think I'm involved in social media, I'm not that much involved in ours on a direct base. I mean, I come out of a marketing and advertising background, but we've got some good people, and we've got some people overseas who have helped us a lot in our social media. You know, one of the big things is the brand in itself being a movement. So many people, you know, have found the brand, whether it be in stores or we're sampling at a promotion, or, you know, they see our banner over Bourbon Street with our, you know, our hashtags. And, you know, right now we've got a big sticker campaign going on with about 2,000 college students with Works. We got all these stickers, and university students around the country are putting the stickers, you know, at their universities, or they're putting them in their local bars. It's amazing. I mean, we've been emailed photos that I'm like, we can't put that one out in social media where they put it or whatever. But it's hilarious. You know, I saw one the other day. The guy put it on all over a toilet. And, I mean, just crazy stuff in the bathrooms, above the bathrooms. I mean, I can tell you, like, we had some students from Tulane. They peppered Bourbon Street when I was there last week, and I was laughing. They're on the trash cans. They're on the poles. They're on the solar machines. You know, they're on, and they're putting them, you know, we're putting them on the doors of retailers as well. So there's a whole guerrilla marketing street campaign that we're using. And some of these college students, we have one of the college students who developed an app, and he did a Lena program where, you know, he got a bunch of people to opt into our social media, and we had, you know, 10, 15,000 people grow our Twitter in about, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks from some of those programs. So we got a lot of organic movement. I mean, we went to 8 or 10,000 people on Instagram. The social media has taken a life of its own. And what it is it's an algorithm. I mean, it works on a lot of algorithms. It runs on a bunch of programs behind the scene with keywords that's being developed. And so it's driving its traffic. You know, I don't want to go into too much of that, but we've got a company who's helping us.
But you guys are on social media as far as being on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and any other ones?
You can find us on Twitter at the Hangover Shot. On Instagram, I think we're Hangover Joe's Con. And then at Facebook, you can find us on Facebook, I believe, at like the the Hangover Recovery Shot. So, you know, you'll find us in social media. And the Twitter is a main social media. It is really, really grown and done really well for the company. So, and it continues to grow. I'll be traveling, or I'll be out in the markets in the day or whatever, and I'll look down at my phone and you know, because I'm always following it myself, and I'll see, you know, man, I mean, it just sometimes it's mind blowing. The other day we had 24 hours, like over 86,000 impressions on, you know, Twitter. But you know, what was amazing is Larry, the cable guy, has got like 5 million fans on Facebook. And so he threw a brand out last week, you know, with the hashtag Fuel for Working Guys. And literally, I mean, yesterday I think they had to add more bandwidth to the Get Her Done site because we had so much traffic. Over the last 2 or 3, you know, 4 day period from when that had happened. But we had over 400,000 impressions, you know, on Facebook.
Wow.
So it continues to grow. When you start having those kind of numbers, and, you know, we're running cloud scores in the 64, 67 level, you start becoming a real brand in the sense of social media. I think that's one thing Hangover Joe's understands real well with social media.
Very cool. Now, where can people
learn more about
Hangover Joe's?
Machines, excuse me, but what I wanted to point out is that's why these smart vending machines are even going to more grow the brand across the country, because they're loaded with smart technology as well.
Awesome. But now, where can people go to learn more about Hangover Joe's and even place an order online?
Yeah, you can go to hangoverjoes.com, or you can go to you can go to www.getherdone, just like Larry's saying, energy.com.
Okay.
Get her done energy.com or hangoverjoes.com.
Okay, cool. Well, Sean, I got to tell you, you know, I speak to a lot of companies and people about advertising in the NASCAR world, you know, to grow their brands. And, you know, for some individuals, it's not the right market. But after speaking with you and getting to know your brand and your programs, I mean, I'm honestly telling you that Hangover Joe's needs to be in the NASCAR world, hands down. Now, I've started what we're calling Infill Gen's Party in the Campground. And I'm planning on turning it into the biggest party in the campgrounds every week at the track. So how it works is like this. I host a party at a race fan's campsite, now preferably a fan that has an elaborate setup at the track. And believe me, it's not hard to find those people in the campgrounds. It's pretty awesome. So the night before the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race, whether it's on a Friday night or a Saturday night, I'll host the huge party at the campground, and everyone's invited. Everyone that's in attendance is invited. And, I mean, I'll even have a driver come out and make an appearance, which, you know, will obviously drive up the audience and attendance for sure. But for a sponsor, it's a great opportunity. You know, they're going to receive, like, signage in the campground at a prominent space that's, at the designated campsite all weekend long. We pass out flyers or invites to other campers to attend the party with information about, you know, sponsor Hangover Joe's. You know, in your case, then, you know, we pass out samples at the party, get live testimonials before and after they drink it, you know. We could talk to others at the party about the products and, you know, just have a great time doing it. Now, I also take tons of pictures and I would take audio comments from those in attendance, which, you know, that would all get posted up on my website and socially. And it reaches out to about hundreds of thousands of people who, you know, are not at the party. So I'm really excited about doing this, and I really hope that Hangover Joe's can become a part of it moving forward. That sounds interesting to you?
That sounds something. You know, what I'll do is I'll get you with our social media girl. And I know that you've probably emailed back and forth with them or contacted them on Twitter. I'll get you hooked up, and what we need to do is we need to get out there and get in those campgrounds, get some hangover shots going, get some Larry plays perfect. People are going to need energy, man. So get some good, healthy energy out there to people, but especially the people who are partying with, you know, we can definitely hook them up with the hangover recovery shot. And, you know, what I like is, you know, you guys do tracks all around the country. For example, Orange County, you know, we got a dealer in Orange County. It'd be great to be out in Orange County and those things. Different markets where NASCARs are running, we can definitely be in those markets. We got dealers there that can support the market. And we can, you know, we can get the dealer involved locally as well, and doing things and doing promotions. I mean, I'm all for it.
Me too. That sounds great. Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely. Let's continue to talk, and we'll start to do something soon. That sounds good. I really think that'll be a good thing for everyone. Cool.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, Jen, I want to thank you for having the Hangover Joe's.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show.
And thanks for liking the brand and following us. And, keep with us and watch us. We got a lot that's going to happen in the next year, and we continue to grow. And just keep your eye on Hangover Joe's. That's all what
Absolutely.
I can tell you, Jen. And let's get some people hangover free. As we like to say, hashtag hangover free with no hangover out there across America.
That sounds good. Well, yeah, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight and explaining everything about Hangover Joe's. And I'm looking forward to getting things figured out and having a heck of a party with you guys in the campground. Sounds good.
I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'll come out and party in the campground at some point.
Sounds good. Let's do that. All right. You have a great night.
Sounds great. Thanks. Hey, you have a great one.
Right.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Well, how cool is that, everyone? I mean, wow. So you guys heard Sean. Just go to hangoverjoes.com for more information about them, and you can place an order right there, too. So follow them on Facebook and Twitter as well, and I'm going to post the links up to all their social pages and their website on my social pages after the show, so make sure you check that out. Now, tonight's show is brought to you in part by Race City Steel. Race City Steel is a family-owned business that prides itself on quality steel, aluminum, and plastic products with superior customer service. Conveniently located in Denver, North Carolina, which is really close to Mooresville, North Carolina, Race City, USA. Well, Race City Steel provides a lot of the metal used to make the race cars that you see on the track every week. But that's not all they do. Race City Steel offers a variety of aluminum products, which includes sheets, colored sheets, diamond plate, expanded flat bar, solid round bar, channel, hex, pipe and angle, as well as rectangle, round and square tubing. They're also a supplier of a variety of plastics and stock a wide selection of stainless steel that comes in many different grades and finishes. So if you're thinking about building just about anything, then definitely call Race City Steel for all the materials that you're going to need. They may be located in North Carolina, but they service the entire nation. So check them out at www.racecitysteel.com or give them a call at 704-489-2101. And make sure you let you tell them Infield Jam sent you. All right, so moving on. Can you believe what happened at Texas Motor Speedway? It was the Kyle Busch show once again. He swept the weekend by winning both the NASCAR Xfinity Series race and the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race. Well, what else can you say about Kyle Busch? I mean, he just wins, period. No matter what you put him in, cars, trucks, whatever, he wins. Now, I say this all the time about Kyle Busch. You could put him in a car with square concrete wheels, and he's going to find a way to win it. Well, good job, Kyle. That was a great win. Congratulations on it. And figure out a way to put your new pair of cowboy hats. Maybe you can put them on top of your new pair of grandfather clocks that you won the week before. How crazy, but that is so cool. So congrats. Okay, so I'm looking forward to what's ahead this weekend coming up. And you guys know that I've been working with Stefan Parsons on the Cars Late Model Tour side. And this weekend, he's in the hot seat, and we're going to Orange County Speedway in Rougemont, North Carolina. Now, the good news is that we will be traveling to and from the track each night on Friday and Saturday, so I get to sleep in my own bed. But believe it or not, that's really a big deal. But we are really looking forward to this track and seeing what, you know, what he can do. Now, if you remember, a couple weeks ago, we were with Stefan at Southern National Motorsports Park, where he had a good car running in the sixth position when, unfortunately, he suffered a transmission issue and it ended his day early. Well, the tranny's been replaced, and it's a good one. Got a good, nice new tranny in there. So Stefan will be back at it again this weekend looking for a much better outcome, and we believe he can do it. He is one hell of a wheelman at only 17 years old. Now, Brian Keselowski will be calling the shots for him again as his crew chief. Brian's really been impressed with Stefan behind the wheel as well. But I tell you, the thing we can all use, and I say this all the time, we can all use a little bit more funds in sponsorship. So everyone, listen up. If you want to get your company or your name or your product seen by hundreds of thousands of eyeballs, then you have to contact me as soon as possible. Now, as I just told Adam, motorsports marketing is not right for everyone. But give me a call or contact me however you can. You know, just shoot me an email or at infieldgen@gmail.com or connect with me through social media or via the contact form on infieldgen.com. And I'll go over everything with you to see if we could be right for you. And I can tell you that, you know, those we are right for, they do see a really positive impact in their bottom line. So think it over and contact me for details. It's so much more than a sticker on a car, and it doesn't have to break you or your budget. So we'll work with you. All right. Now, I can't even talk tonight. You know what I got to do? I got to pay another bill. So tonight's show is also sponsored in part by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. How would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you'll have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like you achieve financial freedom. You won't have to worry about if you'll have what you need when you need it for those rainy days. You'll have it. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. They've helped me for quite a few years now, and I can't see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. It was one of the best decisions I ever made, and it can be the best decision you make too. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. Oh, okay, so I got a question for everyone tuning in tonight. How would you like to get a real chance at meeting some of your favorite NASCAR drivers? Well, I have quite a few ways that you can do just that with a few other programs that I have available, like my dedicated Fan in the Stand Reporter program. I always want an extra pair of eyes and ears at the tracks to go around and check it all out while having a great time, and I want you to report back to me all weekend long and tell me all about it. You'll send me pictures all weekend long and updates on everything from whatever drivers you meet to how clean the bathrooms are, and what they're selling and serving at the concession stand. I'll post it all up on my website, infogen.com, and social media, and you'll get to be my guest right here on the show the following Tuesday night after the race so we could talk all about it. My dedicated fan and the stand reporters help other fans decide which races to go to and why to choose that track. There's nothing like a real-life testimonial, and that's what my dedicated fan and the stand reporters provide. Now, if you want to be one of my dedicated fan and the stand reporters at an upcoming NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race this year, all you got to do is send me a message through any one of my social pages or from the contact form on infogen.com or shoot me an email at infogen@gmail.com. Now, when you contact me about it, I want to hear some really good reasons on why I should choose you to be my set of eyes and ears at that racetrack, and maybe I will pick you. If I do, I'll send you some passes, and I will send you off on a mission. So connect with me if you want to be my next dedicated fan in the stand reporter. Now, another program I have available to you is my very popular fan sponsorship program. If you want to see everything that goes on in the garages and on pit road at a NASCAR Sprint Cup race this year, then don't hesitate any longer and become a sponsor through my fan sponsorship program. It's really, really simple. All the details are listed on my fan-friendly website at infogen.com/fan-sponsorship. The fans who sign up are doing a great thing. By sponsoring a team, you're helping that team get some extra funds that they need to go racing, and my fan sponsors are getting the access that they want to the garages and pit road, ensuring that they have the best chances possible of meeting their favorite NASCAR drivers and teams. And best of all, they get to see just what their sponsorship dollars really do. These packages are affordable for just about everyone, so don't wait any longer and become a fan sponsor today. These packages are limited per race and on a first-come basis. All the details and information that you need are listed along with a list of commonly asked questions with all the answers. When you're ready to sign up, just contact me and tell me when I will be turning you into a fan sponsor too. It's that easy. So just go to infogen.com/fan-sponsorship. I can't wait to hear from you. I've got lots of stuff going on here. And speaking of good stuff, if you love getting all of your favorite NASCAR stuff, then you need to check out all the stuff you can get with your favorite driver's face plastered all over it on racegear.com. They have everything, from diecast to T-shirts and so much more. Get all your favorite racing memorabilia with a few simple clicks and it's on its way to you. You don't even have to leave the house or go to the track to get it. Just go to racegear.com and make sure that you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, and you're going to get an additional 10% off your order. So don't wait. Go get yourself some stuff on racegear.com. All right, moving on. Now that Texas Motor Speedway is over and off limits, it is time to talk about a few of the big headlines that came out of racing this week. It's time to find out what's burning rubber in racing. The NASCAR Xfinity Series Dash for Cash debuts this weekend at Bristol. This will be the first of four Dash for Cash events. The other three tracks will take place at is at Richmond in April, Dover in May, and Indianapolis in July. Now, the NASCAR Xfinity Series drivers will each compete in one of two 50-lap heat races for the chance to be eligible to win $100,000 in the 200-lap main event. As in years past, the potential for a $1 million payout still stands. What's new this year is that a driver who wins multiple Dash for Cash bonuses will earn a spot in the 2016 NASCAR Xfinity Series Chase, provided he or she remains eligible per the NASCAR rulebook. So they have to keep it cute. For more information about the Dash for Cash and the rules, go to my website, infogen.com. There underneath the latest news. All right, now this is something that I was absolutely thrilled to hear about. Pocono Raceway is opening an infield bark park. It's the first dog park at a national motorsports facility. The Bark Park is in the infield at Pocono Raceway near the infield fan center. The 100 by 100 foot facility will be open to all dogs in the infield, and it features a secure gate so they won't be able to run away. There's obstacles for the dogs to stay entertained and size appropriate exercise areas. But best of all, the Pocono Raceway Bark Park is free of charge and open to all fans who have secured an infield camping spot. Fans who participate can buy a limited edition Pocono Raceway dog tag. Now, this dog tag will allow those fans an extra 2 hours of access and entry into the Best in Show contest, which will be held at the Bark Park. The winning dog will be announced during the infield block party Saturday night at each NASCAR Sprint Cup Series weekend, and get their photo taken with the Pocono Raceway's beloved mascot, Tricky the Fox. How cool is that? Now, on that note, I'm going to stop right there because you can't top that, in my opinion anyway. So that's what I thought was talkworthy this week. Now, if you have an opinion on either of the topics I spoke about, go to the Ask Jen forum on infieldjen.com and send me a message. I'd love to know what you think about it. And if you think that there's something going on that you think is talkworthy, shoot me an email or a message on that infieldjen forum, and we'll talk about it. All right, now it's time to find out who's in it, and who's driving what this weekend coming up at Bristol Motor Speedway, starting with the NASCAR Xfinity Series. There are 42 cars on the entry list right now for Saturday's Fitzgerald Glider Kit 300 at Bristol Motor Speedway. We have Matt DiBenedetto in the number 10. Carl Long will be in the number 13. Jeff Green will drive the 15 for Rick Ware. Matt Tift will be in the 24 for JGL. Cody Ware is entered in the number 25. Josh Rome will be returned to the number 40. Brandon Godovic is in the number 46. Scott Lagazzi is entered in the number 93. And Eric Amarola will be back in the number 98. Now, the NASCAR Xfinity Series Fitzgerald Glider Kit 300 at Bristol Motor Speedway is set to start on Saturday, April 16th at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1, PRN, and Sirius XM Radio Channel 90. Now, on to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The entry list for the Food City 500 has 40 teams and 40 drivers for only 40 spots. That's good news. We've got Ty Dillon in the 14 this week, Ryan Blaney in the 21, Josh Wise in the number 30, Jeffrey Earnhardt returns to the number 32 for Go Fast Racing, Reed Sorensen in the 55, Michael McDowell in the number 95, and Cole Witt in the 98. Now, like we said, since only 40 cars are entered, everybody makes the race, so this is great news. Now, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Food City 500 is set to start on Sunday, April 17th at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and it will be aired live on Fox Network, PRN, and Sirius XM Radio Channel 90. You can head over to my website and check out the full entry list for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR K&M Pro E-Series at www.infieldgen.com. It's all under the latest news. The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series has the weekend off. All right, well, guys, keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests for pictures all week long. Contact me on Facebook, either on my fan page or my personal page. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me at InfieldJen, and I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and whatever else is out there as InfieldJen. Make sure to visit my website, InfieldJen.com, on a daily basis. Check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results. It includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports for every race. Make sure you also check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, different teams' press releases, photos from my dedicated fan and the same reporters, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldJen.com. And hey, if you have a suggestion for something you'd like, or if you have a really cool story you want to share, send it on over. Feel free to send them to me via that contact form at the bottom of every page on my website, the Ask Jen form. I get those messages directly, and I will answer you back. Then show some love, and don't forget to click over to my merchandise tab and get yourself some infield Jen gear. I would love to see you wear my T-shirts at a racetrack. That would be so cool. So that's that. I really want to thank Sean Adamson of Hangover Joe's for coming on the show and talking to me all about the great things that they have going on, and to all the great race fans who allowed me to turn them into sponsors this year so far. I can't wait to add your name to that list, too. I hope I do it real soon. Once again, I want to send a huge shout-out to Race City Steel, RaceGear.com, and especially Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, for sponsoring tonight's show. You guys rock. Extra thanks to everyone who tuned in tonight as well. Have a great week, and I will catch up with you all again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, race fans rock. You really do. Good night.